From out of the West comes Red Ryder, America's famous fighting cowboy.
Drop that pony, little beaver. It's all happening over in Sundown Valley. Let's ride the Jawbone Mountain Trail.
You betcha, Red Ryder. Get along. Get him up. Dance.
Get going, Thunder. Hit that trail. Come on, Thunder.
The Adventures of Red Ryder. Ace Hanlon having again escaped from Red Ryder, the relentless cowboy is now heading towards Sundown Valley, hoping he may pick up the trail of his archenemy. Accompanied by his inseparable pal, Little Beaver, Red Ryder is riding leisurely over the rim of the rugged Jawbone Mountains surrounding the valley, and he pauses to look down on the peaceful scene below.
Well, Little Beaver, this looks like a nice, peaceful place, doesn't it? Hey, now.
Peaceful place like a thunder.
A gunfight. See it at the bottom of that narrow gorge?
Yeah, me see him. But look him, Red Ryder. See White Squaw? She shoot him gun, too.
That's right. The girl's leading that bunch of cow ponies and cow punches against that other gang. Looks like a range war to me. Let's go, Little Beaver.
Get him up, that goose.
Come on, Thunder. Right down the bank. Hold, Thunder. Hold, boy.
You know, can't shoot a net, Red Ryder. Too far.
You think so? Watch that leader's rifle.
Red Ryder, that shot plenty skookum. Knock a gun out him hand.
They've stopped shooting. Maybe we can get to him before they get over that little surprise.
Me hope they no shoot him at us.
Come on, Thunder.
Hold it, mister. Hold it.
Hold, Thunder.
What do you want here?
What's the idea of all the gunplay?
This is my property, and my men were just trying to stop that girl and a pack of gunmen from tearing down this fence.
My boys are gunmen, and you know it, Barlow. But if you don't take down that fence, we'll tear it down.
Now, wait a minute, miss. If he's got legal rights...
Legal rights? What about our rights? This passes the only cattle trail out of the valley. How are we supposed to get our herds to market? Make them sprout wings?
Say, now, maybe you got an idea there.
This isn't a joking matter, Mr. Barlow.
Listen, mister, when I need some advice, I'll send for you.
Looks like you could use some advice now.
Maybe I can give you a bit of it, too. If you're aiming to stay healthy, I'd say you'd better mind your own business.
Trying to stop folks from shooting each other is any man's business, Barlow. Now, what could you have to gain by keeping that fence up?
That fence is up and staying up.
Boys, you heard what he said.
Now, wait a minute, men. Now, hold on.
What for?
Well, shooting it out isn't going to get you anything but bloodshed. And even if you did tear down that fence, how can you stop them from putting up another one?
Then what would you suggest?
Well, I'd say go home until you cool off. There must be a legal means of opening the pass for your cattle.
What sort of legal means? Yeah. Come on, boys, we're going.
If you allow me to go along, maybe I can help you. Red Ryder's the name, miss.
Yeah, mine's Cameron.
Hey, Dusty.
Badge Cameron.
Did I hear that cowpoke say his name's Red Ryder?
That's what he said.
Red Ryder, huh? Wait till Ace Hanlon hears this.
Hey, Hanlon!
Huh? What was all the ruckus about, Barlow?
That Cameron gal and her man tried to tear down the fence. Then guess what? This Red Ryder you've been talking about comes riding down.
Red Ryder? Well, this is one time I don't have to worry about him.
Well, maybe you oughta. He was telling Madge Cameron about some lawful way to get their cattle through.
Well, it can't be done while you've got clear title to this land. Ah, don't you worry. This is as legal as can be. We'll get all that cattle at our own price, and not even Red Ryder can pin a thing on me this time.
I hope you're right.
Well, you just keep watch over this fence. Let me tend to the rest.
Oh, don't forget that big meeting the ranchers are having about blocking the cattle trail.
That's where I'm heading for now. They'll all be at town hall cussing your darned ornery hide. And so upset they'll grab at anything.
You know, I'd like to see them ranchers' faces when you over to buy their beef.
They'll take it and like it. I'll see you later, Bob.
Yeah.
Folks, I found a man who's been through this sort of thing before, and I'd like to have you hear what he has to say. This is Mr. Ryder, folks.
Now, man, I can appreciate how you all feel, but I'd like to remind you, range wars are easy to start, but mighty hard to stop, especially when you're throwing yourselves against professional gunmen like Barlow has hired.
But what else is there to do?
Well, maybe I can offer something.
That's his handler. Cattle buyer.
What Mr. Ryder said is right. Hot lead isn't the answer to your problem, men.
If Hanlon's agreeing to anything I say, you can bet it's only because it fits in with some swindling scheme of his.
Yeah, if you ever get anything on me, the law will put me where I belong.
When I do, Hanlon, I'll put you where you belong.
Yeah, hold on, you two. Nobody here is interested in your personal grudge. Now, if either of you's got anything to offer...
That's what I'm here for. I'm a cattle buyer, and maybe I can help.
How, Mr. Hanlon?
I'll buy your beef if the price is right.
What would you call a right price, Hanlon?
Folks, I've got the cash on hand, plenty of it. And I'll buy all the beef you've got at $1 a hundred pounds.
A cent a pound? Why, that's ridiculous.
Not if you figure out what it'll cost me to move the herds out of here.
Just what will it cost you, Hanlon? And how do you reckon to get them out?
That's my business. Folks, I've made you an offer. You can take it or leave it.
If we take it, we'll all be ruined.
Yes, and if we don't, the bank will be foreclosing on us.
Now, I say let's wipe out Barlow and his pack of gunmen so we can drive our herds to market.
Now, wait. Listen, you don't have to take this man's offer, and there's no need to start any range war either.
Now, listen, cowboy. It's easy for you to talk. You haven't got anything to lose.
Now, don't you see? This man's in cahoots with Barlow.
That's a lie. I don't even know what Barlow looks like.
Maybe you ought to buy yourself a pair of glasses, Hanlon. Now, listen, folks. If you'll only hold off for a couple of days...
Hold off for what?
For the circuit court judge. He's due to ride in on Wednesday.
Now, what can he do? Yeah.
I don't believe Barlow's got any right to close a pass that's been open for years as a right-of-way for this community. Now, petition the court to decide the issue. I'm sure the judge will grant you an injunction and make Barlow take down that fence.
Well, I'm for it. Let's all stick together and do what Red Ryder suggests, huh? What do you say, man?
Barlow! Dusty! Come here!
What's up, Pete?
Did something go wrong?
I'll tell you about it later. Dusty, you ride to Willow Springs. Bring Daggett back here.
Here?
Nobody knows him here in these parts. I got a plan. Barlow, take a couple of boys and ride to the county seat.
Then what?
Find the circuit court judge who's coming to sundown Wednesday. I don't care how you do it, but get him here, even if you have to hog time. Now get going. We got no time to lose.
Oh! 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 Yeah, this part'll do, man. That circuit judge won't be seeing us hiding in them trees. We let him ride the trail right by us, and we'll drop one up in the rear and... Wait a minute. Here he is. Coming around the bend already. It's a good thing we took that shortcut. Hold still till I give you the nod, boys. Let's go!
Hold it, Judge!
What's this? Hold up?
Not exactly, Judge. Friend of ours like to see you. You want to come peaceably?
All right, boy.
Are
right,
you after me, boy? Come on, after me. Get him, boy. Well, I got him with my gun, bud. Tie him up, Slim.
Sure.
Let's ride. They got a whole court tomorrow. Your circuit judge, Hanlon.
That's fine, Barlow.
What's the meaning of this, young man?
Shut up. Boys, take him into the other room.
Well, I'll have the law on you for this.
Barlow, this is Daggett.
Howdy. Hello, Barlow.
Daggett ain't known around here, so I sort of hired him to take the judge's place.
Judge's place?
Yeah, want to make sure the decision's in our favor.
Now, this court is now in session. Let's have some quiet. Quiet. This here petition's asking this court for an injunction preventing one certain Jim Barlow from closing up a piece of property known as Jawbone Pass. Since the plaintiffs have already stated their case in this petition, the court would like to hear from the defendant. Jim Barlow here?
Here, Your Honor.
Step over here so I can get a good look at you, Barlow. Well, let's hear your side of it, mister.
Dad, only one know one thing. Since when has it been against the law to fence off private property? Jawbone Pass belongs to me.
Your Honor, the petition states...
I read the petition. Who are you, young fella?
Red Ryder, spokesman for these ranchers.
Well, sit down, Mr. Ryder. Next time you talk out of turn, I'll fine you for contempt. Proceed, Barlow.
Thank you, Judge. I own that pass, and the law gives me the right to fence it off.
But, Your Honor, these ranchers have used this pass for years. I say it's become public property.
And I say, sit down, Ryder. I'm going to warn you again about interrupting this court. Barlow, you got your deed and title to that property?
Yes, sir. Right here.
Let's see it.
No talk of Red Ryder. Judge no like him, you, I think.
Seems like a little beaver. I'm beginning to think there might be a good reason behind that.
Well, Barlow... There's nothing wrong here that I can see. All regular and recorded. No question of ownership involved.
That's right, Judge, there isn't. I closed the pass and I claim there's no law can force me to open it.
That'll be all, Barlow. Take your papers.
Thank you, Judge.
Now, has anybody here anything to say before I pass judgment?
I have, Your Honor.
Proceed.
Well, Judge, the welfare of this whole community depends on the free use of Jawbone Pass. But if this man's given the right to close it up, it'll be putting a noose around the neck of every cattleman in this valley.
Quiet, quiet. Maybe you're right, son. But this court can't find any legal grounds on which to grant the injunction against the defendant. Case dismissed. Yeah.
Well, I guess we're licked. Looks like we'll have to take Hanlon's offer.
Well, not me, Miss Cameron. I'm going to drive my herd through Jawbone Pass if I have to blast my way through.
All right, now cool down, man. What'll that get you if you...
We've heard enough from you, Ryder. You better hit the trail before one of us starts throwing lead at you.
Well, since I'm in this to stop a gun war, I'll go. But you're not going to keep me out of this town. All right, let's ride, little beaver.
Come on, Thunder!
Return to the adventures of Red Ryder in just a moment. Threatened to be shot by some of the grim ranchers who are facing ruin or range war, is riding out of Sundown Valley with Little Beaver. They're hitting the trail at a furious gallop when suddenly Red Ryder...
Oh, Thunder, oh boy.
You stop him, but me no see him nothing.
Well, Little Beaver, I didn't see anything. No judge could have passed such a decision. Not unless he had something to gain himself, and we're going back to town and find out.
You mean a judge crook like a Mace Hanlon?
I didn't say that, but... Well, judges have been bribed before, and I'm going back and have a little talk with that judge. Let's go.
Come on, Thunder.
Here we are, Little Beaver. Now, let's leave the horses at this hitching rail and go look for that judge.
You won't see him, anybody.
That's right. The town seems deserted. I guess the cattlemen have gone back to their ranches. I reckon the first place to go would be the hotel.
Oh, look him. I see him, Judge, now. Over there.
Yep, that's him crossing the street towards the hotel. Well, Judge Elliott. Funny, he didn't even pause to glance back.
Oh, Judge.
Maybe him deaf.
He wasn't deaf before.
What you look at me with funny face?
Little Beaver, maybe I just stumbled on the answer. Maybe that judge is no judge at all.
You talk him like crazy Injun.
Maybe, but when a man doesn't answer to his name, he's either deaf or he hasn't that name.
What you do him now?
Well, I'm going into that hotel and find out if Judge Elliot is Judge Elliot. Now, you stay and keep an eye on the horses.
Looking for somebody?
Yes, I was looking for Judge Elliot.
Well, there he is over there, reading in that rocker.
Oh, yes, thanks. Howdy, Judge Elliot. Howdy, Judge.
Huh? What are you... Howdy, cowboy. You want to see me?
Yes, Judge. I wanted to warn you that some of those ranchers have been threatening to run you out of town on a rail.
They did?
Yep, but don't worry. I've already sent to the county seat for the sheriff and a posse.
The sheriff? From the county seat?
What's the matter? Don't you want him to come over and protect you?
Yeah, sure. When they getting here?
Ought to be here any moment, now.
Well, maybe I'd better ride out to meet him.
Wait a minute, Judge. I'll go with you.
No. No need of that. I'll just...
But I'm heading that way anyhow.
Red Rider!
What is it, Little Beaver?
Men say ranchers. They going to tear him fence. She going, too.
Go on, you Little Beaver. There goes that judge. But not towards the county seat, which proves he's a fake, all right. Here, Thunder. Here, boy.
What you do about them ranchers?
I've got to catch that judge. Now, you get on your pinto and head off the ranchers. Tell him not to start storming Barlow's fence till I get there. All right.
Come on, Thunder. Come on. Hold it, Judge.
What? Take your hand off.
If you won't stop, I'll have to drag you off.
Take your hand off. Carney. What's the idea? Bulldogging me off in my horse rider. Hope you know what you're doing, cowboy. I'm a judge.
No need to act any longer, mister. You gave yourself away back there at the hotel. Now hold it. I got you covered.
Huh?
All I want to know is where the real judge is.
Why, I don't know what you're talking about.
Oh, let me go. Let me go. You're choking me.
I'll stop when you're ready to talk.
I'll talk. Let me go. Let go of my throat.
All right. Now talk fast. Where's Judge Elliot?
They got him at the ranch.
Who's they? What ranch?
East Hanlon and Barlow.
Just what I thought. All right, mister. Get back on your horse. You and me are going to pay Mr. Hanlon a little visit.
Why, they'll shoot you on sight.
Not while I've got my gun nudging your ribs. Come on, get a move on. All right, let's go.
Come on, Thunder.
What's the matter, Mr. Jackson?
We're getting near the mesa. We ought to split into small groups. Less chance for some of Barlow's gunmen spotting us from the hills.
Right.
Hey, somebody's hitting the breeze this way.
Well, that's the Indian boy, Little Beaver.
Well, I wonder what he wants.
Red Rider sending me to say, you no go tear him down Barlow fence till he make and talk with you.
Yeah? Well, you go back and tell Ryder he'd better not come around.
Wait a minute, Mr. Jackson. Maybe Red's learned something. What else did Mr. Ryder say, Little Beaver?
Him saying Judge fake. Him crook like a Mace Hanlon.
Most likely this is another trick to throw us off. You know, it wouldn't surprise me if his Ryder fellow was also in cahoots with him.
Oh, how could you say that? You saw how Mr. Ryder and Hanlon acted. Well, they're bitter enemies.
How do we know it wasn't just an act to fool us?
Why, that's ridiculous.
Maybe so, but I'm still going to try and blast that pass open.
You make a big mistake. Red Ryder...
Save your breath, son. All right, man, let's get going. We split meat at the bottom of the pass.
How do you feel today?
This is an outrage. You'll pay for this.
Don't get yourself in an uproar, Judge. You'll be turned loose by and by.
And when you do, I'll have every lawman combing this whole darn state to lynch you.
Then maybe I oughtn't to turn you loose ever, huh?
Huh? You wouldn't dare. Killing a circuit judge be the quickest way to put a noose around that rotten neck of yours, Handler. You...
Well, we'll have to take that up later, Judge. Right now, I gotta go buy those ranchers' herds. But when I come back...
Huh? Red Rider's coming in here.
What?
Look, you can see him through this window.
Yeah. And he's got Daggett covered with his shooting iron. Which means he's wise to something.
What do we do?
Quick, gag the judge.
Oh, no, you don't.
All right. Now, let's keep out of sight. Don't make a sound. Come over here against this wall.
Right.
We'll hide behind this door and jump him when he gets inside.
Yeah.
Oh. All right, Daggett. Tell him to come out with their hands up.
Sure. Evelyn! Marlow! Reckon they ain't around, Ryder.
We'll see. Dismount. Now keep walking ahead of me and don't forget this gun's right in your back.
I ain't forgetting.
Well, the door's wide open.
Nobody in the front room here.
Where did they keep the judge?
I don't know. Inside there someplace.
All right, let's go on in. Get ready.
Okay.
Well, that must be the judge lying here on the floor, all gagged and bound.
Yeah, that's the judge.
All right, get him undone.
Get him, boy!
Hold it, the three of you. I got you covered.
All right.
Handlin, out the window.
Oh, why don't you chase Handlin? He's the man you want, isn't he?
Yep, but this is one time two birds in the hand are worth more than one in the bush. Now, right now, you birds are just as important to me as Handlin. Now, one of you untie the judge.
Yeah, I will. Come on here. Wait a minute.
Now, that's fine. Help him to his feet.
Thank you, son. Mighty grateful to you for dropping in like this.
The place is all mine, Judge. And won't those ranchers be glad to meet you?
What's that?
Must be the cattleman trying to storm the fence. All right, Barlow, you two, Daggett out.
Where are you going?
We've got to save those ranchers and get East Hanlon.
Ranchers ain't got a chance with us behind these rocks. Good thing you rid up, Handlin. Barlow not here.
Yeah, just wasting their lead. Look, they're hightailing it up the canyon.
Yeah. Looks like the fighting's over with.
Oh, no, it isn't, Handlin.
Right. That's right. I just dropped in to show the real judge what kind of an hombre you are. And to give you this.
Now for the...
Ryder, look, Hanlon Dunman's grabbed Little Beaver.
Nice work, Dusty.
Boy, that rattlesnake picking on a little kid. Drop that boy or I'll be coming after
him. Keep her running, Dusty.
All right, Dusty. I'm a little near your side.
Stay back, Ryder, or I'll be...
Oh, no, you won't.
Hey,
oh.
Well, that got him.
Here come ranchers and white squaw.
Hey, Hanlon's riding off back there.
Yeah.
Let's go get him.
What? Did that varmint get up and run away?
Him sneak him off while you fix him, Dusty.
Come on, let's ride.
Oh, wait a minute. Let me go after Hanlon. When I catch him, I'll put him to sleep for good.
Well, Red Rider, I don't know exactly how to say it, but I hope you'll accept my apologies.
No need of that, Mr. Jackson. I understand how you felt.
Well, I hope you understand how we all feel now. This whole community owes you its gratitude. I'd like to personally express my thanks for all you've done.
Oh, shucks, Miss Madge. I only did...
You did a mighty fine job, son.
Say, the way you pitched right into that gunfight, you did a pretty good job yourself, Judge.
Red Ryder, you make him long talk too much.
That's right, Little Beaver. We've got to hit the trail after Hanlon.
We go, huh?
Right now. Well, so long, folks. Let's go, Little Beaver.
Come on, Thunder!
Once again in Sundown Valley, and the ranchers can drive their herds to market through Jawbone Pass. These cattlemen certainly owe a vote of thanks to Red Rider and Little Beaver, who courageously came to their aid. Join us again next time for the further adventures of America's famous fighting cowboy.